Welcome to today's lesson on bass melody interaction in Ableton Live for drum and bass production. Let's jump in and explore how to create punchy and engaging bass lines that groove with your arrangements. First, let's set the stage. Open up Ableton Live and create a new project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, as this is the classic pace for drum and bass. Then, create a MIDI track for your bass. You can do this easily by right-clicking in the track area and selecting Insert MIDI Track. Now, let's focus on crafting your bass sound. For this lesson, we're using Ableton's operator. Go ahead and drag operator onto your MIDI track. Start with oscillator A set to a smooth sine wave for that deep sub-bass vibe. Then bring in oscillator B, set it to a saw wave, and blend it with a 20-30% mix for some harmonic richness. Next, adjust the envelope settings to give your sound character. Set the sustain to 0, decay to 300 milliseconds, and release to 50 milliseconds. This will give you a punchy, responsive bass sound. Now, let's tweak our filter. Add a low-pass filter and set it around 200 Hz. Don't forget to apply some resonance at about 20% to give your bass a little extra bite. For effects, add an EQ8 to cut any unnecessary high frequencies. A good rule of thumb is setting the first band to a low cut at 30 Hz. Finally, use a compressor to glue everything together. Set the ratio to 4:1 and adjust the threshold to find the sweet spot for your sound. With your bass sound ready, it's time to compose your bass melody. Double-click your MIDI track to open the clip view. Use the piano roll to input a rolling bass line, focusing on a D minor scale. A great starting point could include notes like D, C, A, and BB, with some rhythmic variations to keep it interesting. Experiment with 16th notes and triplets to create that groove and swing that's crucial to the genre. Next, let's shift our focus to the drums. Create a drum rack on a new MIDI track with a punchy kick sample around the 70-90 Hz range, a crisp snare that really cuts through, and hi-hats both closed and open, to fill the spaces. Your drum pattern should have kicks on beats 1 and 3, snares on beats 2 and 4, and hi-hats to ride on the 16th notes. This is where we can start enhancing the interaction between your bass and drums. Consider adding ghost notes, soft kicks, or snares placed after the bass hits to build that dynamic. Sidechain compression is a must here. Apply it to the bass using your kick as the trigger to achieve that pumping DN beat effect. You'll find this really helps your bass and drums work together harmoniously. Now, let's think about your arrangement. Structure your track with a solid intro, a drop to showcase all your elements, a breakdown to pull back the intensity, and finally an outro that fades out with atmospheric textures. As we wrap up the main material, let's address some common mistakes. One pitfall is overcomplicating your bass line. Remember, in D and B, simpler can often be better. Your bass should enhance the rhythm rather than overpower it. Also, be mindful with your effects. They should add character without muddying your sound. For those exploring darker or heavier D and B, consider adding some distortion with a saturator to bring warmth and grit. Experiment with reverb on your snare, but keep it subtle to maintain clarity in the bass. Layering is another fantastic tool. It can create a fuller bass texture. Don't hesitate to combine different oscillators and transient shaping. Before we finish, I've got a mini practice exercise for you. Create a new MIDI clip with your bass melody and change the note lengths and rhythms for variations. Also, try out different bass sounds, using other Ableton plugins like Waveedable or Electric to discover new textures. Finally, write a quick breakdown section focusing on creating contrast with your bass. So, there you have it. Today, we explored how to create engaging bass melodies in your drum and bass productions using Ableton Live. Remember, the key elements are crafting a solid bass sound, aligning your bass rhythms with your drums, and using effects effectively to enhance your sound. Keep pushing those boundaries, and soon enough, you'll be crafting killer bass lines with ease. Now go out there and create some amazing music.